The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. We're in there trying to turn up the microphone so I can hear it. So probably y'all could hear me. I just couldn't hear me, so I didn't know if we were on. So good morning. Hey, welcome to Monday the 13th and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, broadcasting from the Wind River Studios right down here at 1326 Market Street. Welcome aboard here. It's Monday the 13th. Of January, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Whoa, that's loud, too.
Yeah.
You've got everything.
I'm getting there.
Well, okay. Hopefully before the show.
There's a lot of stuff going on this morning.
Yeah. There is. There's a lot of people rolling through here. Okay, what's weather look like? Looks like it's windy. I tell you, it was windy this morning. Sunny with a high near 61 and with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour today. So the north winds from 10 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 42 and gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. And tomorrow, that kind of wind kind of starts going away. And we're going to have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday. The weather forecast shows it all being sunny with highs in the mid-60s and the lows in the mid to high 50s through next Sunday. So that's great news. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that provides just outstanding service to their customers. They do treat their customers as warm friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans and other payment plans. Got to give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay, so what kind of weekend did you have? We went to the Reading Rodeo Association's auxiliary. That's the ladies of the rodeo who make so many things happen. And the that was Saturday night, and the they honored the people that were coming in. They had the new board coming in, and they were sworn in. And I'm going to brag on her because Linda's not here today. Is Linda was the woman of the year for 2024 for the Reading Women's Rodeo Auxiliary. And she was total surprise to her. I knew about it. And the only secret I've kept from her in, who knows, 17 years, was that they told me about it. So anyway, she was just, dumbfounded. And little tears and those kind of things. But the lady said she richly deserved it. And she got, besides flowers, she got this beautiful belt buckle that said that. The RRAA Auxiliary Woman of the Year. And so it was a very, very good night. I'll publish some photos probably today from the event. The Junior Rodeo Association was there. It was a real nice event down at our clubhouse down there. So, other things. Sometimes things happen here in town that it's not like it's different. I mean, they've happened before. But this one right here, I don't know, for some reason kind of touched me. There's a lady that was here visiting Reading up from, let me see, she was, coming up from Chester. She was visiting her boyfriend on December 22nd. This is a while ago. And they took off to visit family for the holidays, leaving her 1993 Jeep Cherokee behind. I'm getting this off Channel 7. We were there probably about 12 hours, and the next morning we got a call from his roommate saying her vehicle was missing. Now, this is a 1993 Jeep Cherokee, but this was her baby. You know, I mean, you've had a car. I have a F-150 truck that people know about, but it's a 2006 truck, and I just, you know, I really like this truck. So, the car was recovered after a high-speed chase in Anderson. The helicopters and police cars converging on it, and they found the vehicle, and they made the arrest. They arrested this dirtbag by the name of Roger Price near the vehicle. And he fled on foot, and a canine was helped to capture him. And that's the goodness, to a sense. The rear end was total, and the gas tank was damaged, and it could, and all of these things. It could have been from off-roading because it was real dirty when they got it back. But it was a total loss. So she had over $10,000 invested in the car. That's not the biggest loss. Her good luck charms, a necklace with her mother's ashes in it are gone. She said she's going to go back and search through the car, but they're gone. However, thousands of dollars in other items like a bumper and a roof rack were missing. So insurance is not giving her anything for it. Of course. I mean, it's a 1993, and, you know, like if somebody slammed into my truck, it's 18 years old. How much am I going to get back on that truck? Nothing, you know, nothing's going to, the money they're going to give me is not going to come close to getting me another truck. Anyway, this is what, you know, she lost a Smitty Built bumper, gas cans, high lift jack, roof rack, the stuff from the interior with all types of stuff, so snow chains, jumper cables, running shoes, and federal government hats, shirts, and uniform from Lassen National Park Fire Management and BLM Red and Black Hat. Now, so you're saying, what can you do about it? And usually I don't do this, but I am here. There's a GoFundMe page that you can support. And the GoFundMe says, aid for financial loss due to car theft for Haley Clark. It's on GoFundMe. It's raised some money now. The other thing about it is that I paid for that truck. I worked. I paid for that truck. I paid for everything in it. And that she says, I'll get another one. You know, I'll work and I'll be able to get another one. So, I mean, her attitude on it is really a great attitude, in my opinion. That, you know, there's something, it took a piece of her life, just stole it, and destroyed it. And then the guy that did it, okay, and by the way, the guy's name that I use, let me go back up here, he is alleged to have stole it, Roger Price. Is allegedly stole it. So we don't know if he did or not. He may not be associated with it, but maybe he is. But what's going to happen to him? You know, even if he's found guilty, what? His life's not going to change that much. So if you have a chance and you have a few extra dollars, you might want to go to that GoFundMe page for Haley Clark to help her, you know, at least recover the stuff she built for, you know, the stuff she had inside and, you know, personal stuff and all that. We're going to donate because this one touched me for some reason. Okay. Enough of that. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Anne Marie should be calling us with the community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Company. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Ready Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Basket Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be from 8 a.m. on Monday, January 6, 2025, through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebon. Hey, good morning, everybody. 7:20 in the morning here on the 13th. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's probably about 52 right now. You know, Valentine's Day is coming, and we have put together a great celebration for you. And, you know, Troco gift certificate, flowers, dessert, and chocolate after dark at Turtle Bay. It's all free. Because we're going to, you have to do, though, the only thing you have to do is give us a call at 530-605-4566 or 67. And we're going to play a clip from the song, and we're going to do that at 7:30. Okay, at 7:30 when we come back from break, so you can get ready and just give us a call. And if you name that tune, you get entered into the drawing. Yeah, you don't have to go on the radio or anything. Just call in and tell our producer, Ben, what the name of the song is. And if you win, you get your name in there. And we can take as many calls as come in. If it's busy, just wait a couple minutes and call again. All right. On the phone is Anne Marie with the community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone, and congratulations to Linda on the Woman of the Year Award. How awesome.
She was very touched, very surprised, and now I have buckle envy. She's got a beautiful...
Love it.
I'm not a buckle bunny, but I do get buckle envy now and then, and it's a beautiful buckle that she was awarded, so a belt buckle. So, anyway, things that are going on.
Absolutely. Well, for those following the fires in Southern California, I know we have some local resources helping out, so there are families following the fires up here. As of last night, Cal Fire update was 13% containment for the Palisades fire, and there is 27% containment for the Eaton fire. Now, there should be another update later today, so hopefully those numbers will increase. The month of January is National Blood Donor Month. You can find a nearby blood drive by going to vitalant.org, and you can add your zip code to bring up nearby blood donation centers, as well as find out any current promotions or get information on how your group could host a blood drive. Vitalant.org. And the final mention for this event, the Oasis Fun Center is still doing their annual Golf Course of Lights through January 15th. The golf course area is all lit up, including the golf balls. They have fire pit stations. You can sit around, go-karts, and there's just a lot of activities to do. The Oasis Fun Center is located at 3330 Cascade Boulevard in Shasta Lake. More information can be found online at oasisfuncenter.com. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum will open Saturday, January 18th and run Wednesday through Sunday till April 20th. This event is included in park admission and is free for Turtle Bay members. Learn aviation history on up to modern-day technology with this interactive exhibit. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. This Saturday, January 18th, the Anderson Rotary will hold their 55th annual Crab Feed at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson at Lassen Hall. Doors open at 5 p.m., dinner at 6 p.m., tickets at the door are $70, with proceeds going toward the youth scholarship and local Rotary projects. More information can be found on Facebook at Rotary Club of Anderson, CA 96007. Just a quick heads up, ticket sales for the Shasta Celtic Society Burns Night Supper, taking place this Saturday, are now closed according to the website. I checked on that last night. More information on the upcoming events from this organization can be found at shastacelts.org. This weekend, January 18th and 19th, the North Valley Animal Disaster Group will hold their new volunteer training from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Marsh Junior High in Chico. You can gain skills needed to help with emergency sheltering and evacuation. The training will cover small animal shelter operations and also large animal operations. You may recall that the North Valley Animal Disaster Group helped out during the park fire a few months back, just to name an example. More information on this group can be found at nvadg.org. Again, this is for the North Valley Animal Disaster Group. And a quick save the date as we go forward in the month of January, the Palisadro Fire Company will hold an open house on Saturday, January 25th, so save the date, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as part of their 50th anniversary celebration. There will be a special ceremony at 11:30 a.m. that day during the event. They have been serving the community since 1974. Palisadro Volunteer Fire Station 32 is located at 9418 Deschutes Road. And finally, Shasta Fire Safe Council is offering a free curbside tipping program for area residents. The goal of this free service is to help residents in reducing hazardous fuels and also improve defensible space around homes. Depending on where you live, there are certain enroll-by dates for the program. For more information on this free curbside chipping program, call 530-360-0120 or visit Shasta County Resource Management Community Education on Facebook. And for those in the Redding, Old Shasta, French Gulch, or Whiskeytown areas, your deadline to register for this free program is coming up on February 1st. So check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 530-360-0120. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up. I'm Anne-Marie with your community calendar.
Okay. Well, Anne-Marie, thank you very, very much for the update.
Yes, sir.
Lots of things happening, as usual. And the Shasta Trinity chapter of Backcountry Horsemen of California is having their annual dinner and fundraiser. And I will tell you, my friends, this one is getting close to sold out. And it's going to be at the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall on Cedars Road. And to make reservations, give Larry Schumann a call at 530-526-0590. Cost is $45 a ticket, but that includes dinner, dessert, poetry, raffles, auction, and much, much more. So, and all the profits go to Trails and Education in Shasta, Trinity, and Tehama counties. So, great job as usual.
Thank you, Carl. Have a wonderful Monday, everyone.
All right. You too, Emery. Thank you. All right. Community calendar is brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services right here in Redding. Auto, homeowners, life, and other insurance quotes. And if you give them a call at 530-224-2345, they can answer your insurance questions. Siskiyou Insurance Services. And we'll be right back.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Get ready to celebrate love and style with KCNR. Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and KCNR is here to make your celebration unforgettable. Tune in each weekday from 7 to 9 a.m. for your chance to participate in our Love Song Challenge. We'll play a clip of a famous love song, and if you can name it, call 530-605-4566, and you'll be entered into our drawing to win a Valentine's Day grand prize package to be given away Monday, February 3rd at 8:10 a.m. during Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Botts. The Valentine's Day prize package includes a $100 gift certificate to Taroko Asian Bar and Grill at 1701 Pine Street in downtown Redding for a delicious Valentine's Day dinner with music from Pat Karch on piano. The Valentine's Day prize package also includes a dozen stunning long-stem red roses valued at $146, courtesy of Redding Florist at 3260 Bocelli Lane. Visit them online at reddingflorist@charter.net. Also included, 2 dozen premium chocolate truffles from Bouquet Bon Appetit at bouquetbonappetit@gmail.com. Also included in the Valentine's Day prize package, 2 tickets to Chocolate After Dark at the Turtle Bay Museum on Friday, February 7th at 6 p.m. Must be 21 and older to attend. KCNR is partnered with Taroko Asian Bar and Grill, Redding Florist, Bouquet Bon Appetit, and the Turtle Bay Museum to bring you this dreamy Valentine's Day prize package on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda's on assignment today, but we have this great Valentine's Day giveaway, Taroko, 2 dozen, long stem roses, black truffle desserts, and chocolate after dark at the, Turtle Bay Museum. And all you have to do is call in after you hear this song, and that's going to start as soon as I stop. Call in, just name the song, give us your name and a phone number, and we're going to enter you in the draw, and we're going to draw it on February 3rd so you can plan on your great night. So, play that song.
Dreamed of. But above all this, I wish you love. And I will always love you.
There you go. And I will tell you, it was Whitney Houston. If you can't figure out the name of that song, you can come on down and we'll give you some oatmeal and a little cup of cocoa. So just give us a call, 530-605-4567 or 66 and enter that. And you can enter as many times as you want to. Okay. I am here with Debbie Johnson from CVAC, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliate Association. And make sure she's turned on here, Ben. There you go.
Hi, there I am.
Hi, there you are.
Good morning.
He's got phone calls coming in. He's got, you know, Buford's not here, you know, bothering him, so we're okay here. Good morning. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Well, we like being here with you, too.
And we've got some stuff coming up.
We do.
Yeah. So
our annual awards banquet is March 8th at Wind River. We're going to have give away our Veterans Advocate Awards. And our nominees this year Uh-huh. Dick Wilkinson.
Okay.
Scarlet Rose.
Okay.
The Major Pearson, I can't remember the initial, Redding, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Okay, right.
And yep. the Redding Grange.
Okay. Now, those are Veterans Advocate of the Year. And so this is going to be a dinner. It's going to be at the Wind River Eagle Room. I think that's upstairs.
It is.
It? Okay. It's a pretty good-sized room.
It's a nice room.
It is a nice room. A lot of people don't know about it, but it's a great place for, you know, some, you know, a little bit smaller events.
Correct.
They can't put, like, 500 people in there.
Right, so. And, you know, when you get, sometimes you don't get the option to be downstairs because they're very busy there. People like to go to Wind River.
Yeah.
It's going to be $35 a person. If you need to get an invitation, you might see some flyers that say by invitation only. Well, the invitations are easy to get. You just call.
Yeah, one was on my desk when I came in today, and one was in my mail.
Yes.
So we
know
that.
You have two to share.
Yeah. Okay, that's going to be March 8th, and this is a great event. And it's open to all branches of the military and the public. You don't have to have served to go to this.
Yes.
to see it.
Correct.
Now, you've also got some great raffles going on here.
We do. We have three items that will be raffled off individually. $10 a ticket. So if you want a chance on each one, you'll spend $30. So you'll spend 10 on each.
Okay. Tell them what this is.
It's a generator, a specific generator.
Yeah, it's the WEN dual fuel portable generator. Is that a picture of it right there?
It is.
Okay, this thing has got
easy to see on the radio, right?
Yeah, well, but it's got this is a bigger generator. This one's on wheels. This is and this is looks like something that could run large portion of your home.
Right.
And don't we always need that around here sometimes?
Yeah. You know, I think that's cool. Okay, then a Glock 26, 9mm.
Correct.
9mm. And then just almost $400 in gift certificates.
From R&R Meat.
There you R&R. Okay, I got it now. So you can have $339.99 worth of gift certificates.
$399.
That's broken down into about 13 items.
Wait a minute, you have to turn him on, too.
Yeah, it is broken down into different items.
Talk into it, Frank.
I did.
No, you didn't. It's pointing down.
Sorry if I talked over it.
No, nope. Yep, just lift it up a little bit there.
There, that's...
It was...
About 12 was items they are, and they're five pounds each. So there's all kinds of cuts of meats, and that's all one big package.
So it's $3.99.
Yeah, $3.99. $400, really.
Well, we're rounding it up.
$3.99.
Because
when we opened, you
fooled me on this because on your certificate it says $3.39.
Yeah, when we opened the envelope from them, it says $3.39.
So, oh, it does?
Yeah.
So is it $3.39?
Yes.
Okay, it's $300. Okay, it's $340.
It's close.
Guess what? $340 of stuff from R&R Meats is nothing to sneeze at.
No, it isn't. It's a very nice thing.
Great.
Oh. And we appreciate their donation.
And that was donated by them.
Oh, yeah. You know, R&R Meats, it's J.C., what's his name? J.C.? I'm not sure. Down at R&R.
Talk to Frank.
Oh, I talked to the manager.
Yeah. Okay. The, and anyway, this is a great dinner. We've been to it several times. And people that do so much for our veterans. In our community. Just being nominated is cool.
It is very cool.
It is cool.
We know that most of us none of us do it for recognition, but we do it because we want to help veterans, we want to help our community, we want to help their families. And so these folks have just been noticed in a special way and applauded for their contributions, and that helps make them feel good about continuing to help veterans and makes the veterans and the community happy to know about them and celebrate them with us.
There you go. Tell people what CVAC is.
CVAC is the is Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and it's the umbrella organization for the veteran organizations and organizations that support veterans in Shasta County.
And how many members do you have in this?
We have probably 10 members right now.
We say 10. That means 10 organizations, which has people in each one of them.
Correct.
So we're talking hundreds of people in this. But it's the 10 organizations that meet how often?
Oh, we officially meet four times a year, but we always have extra in-between meetings for different things that are going on.
And some of the things that they've had their fingers in, of course, is up the, at IGO, the cemetery board up there. Marine Corps is getting ready to put up, our Marine Corps Association here in town is getting ready to put up a new memorial up there.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of the work, but CVAC is ones that helped us with this, to Connie Granoles in that.
She's part of the Cemetery Support Committee,
right,
which has been a member and probably will be a member again this year of CVAC.
Yeah, and, you know, she helped make sure our paperwork was correct and all this. You don't know how much paperwork it takes.
Oh, my gosh,
to put up,
yes.
I mean, literally, we're putting up a rock. We're not putting up a 50-foot high with moving parts and smoke coming out of it monument. It's a rock. But yet we have to, the things you have to do.
There are. You
think permitting around town is tough.
Yeah.
You know, try and get that done out at the cemetery. But it's not the people from the cemetery.
No.
And once it leaves here. And
all
it was
the
all
approvals.
It was all approved coming out of here. Hey, go for it. And then there's a lot of phone calls having to be made there to try and figure out, well, it's only a rock. You know, and they were having a problem with that. You know, it's a rock. Come on. Well, it's not really a rock. It's a piece of granite or something like that, but it's not.
And it'll be beautiful, and now
it will
it's
be beautiful.
Accepted, right?
Hey, it's the world's first weapon, a rock. So yep. That's where it's that's the Marine Corps. Okay, all right. So that's CVAC. And now, what are some of the other things you do? I mean, you have of course this great dinner. And we're going to be talking about that for the next week or 2 weeks. Well, it's in March, so we've got a whole.
Yeah.
We're going to start now talking about it, so you can get your tickets and make reservations. You got to call Debbie though at 530-357-3380. It's going to be on Facebook. I'll be sharing it out.
Make sure when you call to leave a message.
Please, yes.
You might get a lot of phone calls and people hang up because we didn't answer. Well, we're a little busy sometimes.
But you return
you
all
and
the
we,
message. You return
and
all
we,
calls.
Yes, and we don't have caller ID for everything, so.
And so just leave your name and a phone number and say you're interested.
Correct.
And you all will call
and
them back.
And we sure will get back to them.
As soon as they can. What are some of the other things
you all
get involved
in? Other things we're involved in is the memorial service on May 30th. It happens at the Reading grounds by the Civic Auditorium.
No, the Memorial Civic Grove.
Yeah. Memorial Grove. Thank
okay.
You. I bring the other half of my brain with me.
So you two have been together a long time.
Yes, we have.
I don't understand.
4 years.
Tom, you know, yeah. Debbie is such a, you know, a special, just a one of a kind. You know what? You must be really nice.
Of course I am.
When you're not around us. So it's
when I'm not around Marines, you mean?
I was just thinking people.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we fall into that. But you all have been involved in the Patriot Guard Riders and Missing in America Project for, well, as long as I've lived here in town.
Right.
Been
right.
About 17 years, 17 going on 18 years. And when I first came here, that was one of the things that helped get me introduced to the veteran community is being part of that.
Yeah.
You've also had the Angel
Honor Flight.
Honor Flights, thank you. Where you took World War II veterans, organized it, did all of it, and took World War II veterans from our area back to D.C. so they could see the World War II monument. And
Memorial.
And it was free for the veterans, and then people would volunteer to come along, paid their own way,
correct,
and were there to assist.
That,
and that went on for
9 years.
And only stopped because?
We felt that we had taken a lot of World War II veterans, which is what it started out to be with the national organization in Ohio. It was geared towards World War II veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And there were other hubs forming in the state that we could support and let them take over the reins.
Well, we also kind of, for a period of time,
we were
kind of
running out of World War II veterans.
World War II veterans. Yes. The numbers were, became very low.
But thankfully, this organization across the country, if you're a hub of honor flight, you have gone on to take Korean War veterans and Vietnam veterans.
Well, the Vietnam War veterans are up in their 70s and 80s now.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, when you build a memorial in the later years of our veterans' lives and expect them to be able to come there, what a wonderful thought and activity that was started to get those folks there, because someone heard that someone wanted to go and weren't able to get there, so they took them in their little planes to start with out of Ohio.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry voted best in the North State for the third year in a row. They are the only full-service jewelry store in the area with watch repairmen, stone cutters, jewelry designers, a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. The only place that we go to shop for jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry. Been in there over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. That located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with CVAC.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 7:50 in the morning here on the 13th of January, Monday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been around here about 18 years, has won awards as being one of the best small banks in the nation. And they are a community bank. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and the newest one right down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. I like to think of it as the Cheers of banks. They know your name when you walk in. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches and talk to them. They are a full-service bank and everything you can imagine. Okay, I'm here with Tom and Debbie Johnson. Debbie you, is the one I'm really with. Tom just came in because he gets lonely when she's not around. And Frank Rose, who is always here, and we love Frank also. And we're talking about the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. And they're having a fundraiser and their awards banquet on March 8th. So we're getting an early start on this.
We are.
It's going to be at the Wind River Equal Room, which is not down in the ballroom. Everybody, you know, when you think of events. But this the Eagle Room is really nice.
It's beautiful. Overlooks
yeah.
the...
And there's elevators that get you up there?
There are.
Yep. It's on the second floor.
For
the rest of us.
Folks.
Run up those stairs and down those stairs. It's reasonably priced at $35, but that includes dinner and...
It does.
All the events that are happening there, and they're going to award the Veterans Advocate of the Year. They used to have a President's Trophy or Chairman's
Trophy.
Yes, I'll
be doing that too.
Okay, so the Chairman's Trophy is something that then you choose
Correct.
An organization, but
I'm
not one of these.
I'm going to surprise people. I'm not letting that out yet.
Oh, no, I know. Don't tell me. During the break, whisper it in my ear. I can keep secrets. Linda did not know.
Right.
No,
you know?
That's
They told
true.
Me a month ago.
That's
and
true,
I'm telling you, that was tough. I mean, it was like, she, you know, when she
no
was,
more walking on
you know, the lone stranger and sidekick. You know, she was sidekick and didn't tell me. I had no idea. And when we read those names out that day down here at the pancake breakfast, or Cameron Middleton did, and he said sidekick was Linda Bott, and I went... And I looked at it again, and I turn around, there's Linda and Baron. You know, they were the Lone Ranger 2 years ago, whenever this happened.
The thieves.
But she said it was the hardest thing she ever did. She said, I even wrote it down once to hand it to you, then I didn't tell you. But, so.
All right. Yeah, it's hard to do that.
Okay.
We're still not going to tell you.
No.
Okay. I figured that. All right. Okay, but see now the Chair, is it the President's Award, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have one of those sitting in
yes,
an honored place
yes,
in our in our.
I
home.
Wish he would come back, Vince Stevenson, and attend again.
Does anybody know
Texas.
Where Vin is?
Last
is
I heard, Texas? He's in Texas.
Well, he hit Nevada first,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and then he's
so
down. It doesn't surprise
he's
me.
Doing a lot of. But you were asking about what some of the things CVAC does. We support the stand down. So homeless veterans, we're helping out with that. The local AMVETS 1996 post and auxiliary help hospitalized veterans several times a year,
mm-hmm.
and we supported that plus AmVets one that you just got the new flyer about.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
We have associate members, too, for organizations like the Lions Club and Rotary. If you're doing specific things for veterans, you could join as an associate member.
Well, I give out your phone number. And the reason I do is people call me about something that are going on, you know, with veterans. I said, you need to talk to Debbie. And so that she, you know, that she can help you with this. She can point you in the right direction, if nothing else. Things to help veterans, you know, or veterans in need or this. And if it's a specific, if it's a general one, I usually can find out. But if they're getting more specific, I always... tell them to call Debbie at 530-357-3380.
Thank you.
Well, that's what it's for.
So if someone comes in and they say, I'm interested in this, I'm leaving you some extra invitations.
Okay. I'll keep them right
then
on my
desk.
Then
they didn't get in the mail they're interested.
These are not free tickets, my friends, but you will have the invitation
with the information that you can get back to us.
That's right. This organization does not have deep pockets like some of the others in town that we know of, like the Backcountry Horsemen. You know, the small organizations that do so much for our area, like you all and so many smaller organizations.
Right.
It's not like the like a huge crab feed and all that has 1,000 people there. Okay. Tell us a little bit about the AmVets One Tour Across America. Y'all were here.
Yes, we were here in May.
November 10th, or one of those days. Oh, you were here in May.
We just did one here in May.
Golden State
Tour. I'm sorry.
Tour.
It was November.
Thank you.
We've been doing this for 4 years. And the first two trips went back to Washington, D.C. And then we've done three California. We call it the Golden State Tour. And
the whole purpose behind this is what?
Suicide prevention and awareness.
Right.
And with mental health added in.
Okay.
One of our mottos is it's okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
And
you've got lots of information out there. You got tables. You got people out there that are helping.
What we do is we try to gather all the local suicide prevention programs because I wasn't even aware of all the ones we have here in Reading until I put the thing together in November.
Well, the North State has a higher suicide rate, but people seem to forget that we are a rural area up here in Northern California. Less doctors, less facilities, less ways of people reaching out. But this is a way to help people reach somebody if they're having problems.
We gather them all in one place, and we were on the media, news and everything. And I didn't even know some of them existed. The county has several.
The county has
programs.
Several. We've had them on here before. Yes. There's a lot of them. Okay.
Right.
And next time swings through here? I don't know if it's here.
Probably
year.
Not till November. We may not be here again.
Okay.
So
you can sleep in your own bed. Because Tom goes with them.
Yeah, I travel with them on the bus.
And it goes for what, a week, 2 weeks?
The next national one is 10 days.
Okay.
And, it's kind of grueling. We do sleep on the bus. The bus, accommodation for 12
people.
It's
Earth, Wind, and Fire touring bus, isn't it?
That's their tour bus.
Right.
One of their tour buses.
Okay, so you've got enough room. Y'all just sleep in there. Then.
Yeah, we can if we want to. But
choose.
Several of us will get motel room.
Yeah.
And then everybody else that's on the bus uses our room for showers and that kind of stuff before we head out for the day.
Yeah, cool. Okay, we've run out of time, but we'll have you back on again next month.
All right.
But this is for the Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet. It's going to be March 8th. You can make your reservation or get your tickets from Debbie Johnson at 530-357-3380. They're going to have a raffle. In a silent auction. Well, I'm buying some spots for that portable generator, dual fuel.
I have tickets on me.
Oh, cool. Before we leave.
We got him now.
I just happen to have $10. So.
Yay! Okay.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, we've got Shasta College with us and a new program they've got going on out there. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Firefighters scramble to make further progress against wildfires that have killed 24 people in the Los Angeles area. As forecasters again are warning about high winds in coming days, L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
Elevated critical fire weather conditions will continue through Wednesday. The Los Angeles County Fire Department is prepared. These winds, combined with low relative humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in Los Angeles County very high.
At least 16 people are still missing. Authorities say that number is expected to rise. Vice President-elect J.D. Vance says not everyone who took part in the January 6th Capitol riot should be pardoned.
We're very much committed to seeing the equal administration of law, and there are a lot of people, we think, in the wake of January the 6th who were prosecuted unfairly. We need to rectify that.
But Vance was also quick to tell Fox News that those who took part in violence during the Capitol riots should not be pardoned, even though those who engage in peaceful demonstration should not be facing charges. The South is finally thawing out, according to correspondent Donna Warder.
The South is slowly warming up after a freezing winter storm cut electricity, delayed airline flights, and shut schools. Snow and ice is melting in southern states, such as North and South Carolina and Georgia. Duke Energy says power has been restored to the Carolinas, where tens of thousands of customers lost electricity over the last few days. Airport officials in Atlanta say all roadways and parking lots have been cleared of snow after about 1,000 flights were canceled on Saturday. Atlanta got about 2 inches of snow. Last week, as much as 7 inches of snow fell in some spots like Memphis, a city that usually sees less than 3 inches of snow a year. I'm Donna Warder.
More town.
Making America great again starts with making America healthy again. Charlie Kirk here. I lost 40 pounds with the PhD weight loss and nutrition program. And 2 years later, I haven't gained a pound back. I started the PhD weight loss program because I need to be healthy to keep up with my crazy schedule. Most people start a weight loss program to get healthier. So why is Big Pharma spending millions to convince you to use their weight loss injections that do just the opposite? They have harmful side effects and lifelong dependency. Take a natural approach that isn't connected to a Big Pharma bottom line. PhD changes the way you think about food. They custom design a plan that is simple and works with your schedule. You'll learn to quiet cravings and finally release the unhealthy belly fat. You won't be hungry and you'll never take medication. Call 864-644-1900 to schedule your one-on-one consultation or visit myphdweightloss.com. That is myphdweightloss.com, 864-644-1900.
A deal to end the Israel-Hamas war could be in reach.
Three officials say U.S. and Arab mediators made significant progress overnight toward brokering a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and the release of scores of hostages held in the Gaza Strip, but a deal has not yet been reached. The officials say the coming days would be critical for ending more than 15 months of fighting that has destabilized the Middle East.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. Sales of all types of electric vehicles rose more than 40% in China last year, even as sales of gas-powered vehicles there saw a big decline. China's exports of passenger cars jumped almost 20% to nearly 5 million vehicles. The China Association of Automobile Manufacturers reports sales were up 4.5% compared to a year ago. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. China's exports in December grew at a faster pace than expected. More on the world's second-largest economy from the BBC's James Wickham.
China says its exports rose by more than 7% last year, with the total value exceeding $3.4 trillion. It's a rare bright spot in a general tale of woe for China's economy, with a weak domestic market being held back by sluggish consumption and a prolonged crisis in the property sector. It seems the recent surge in exports may partly be down to people trying to get ahead of any future tariffs on China imposed by the incoming Trump administration in the US.
President-elect Donald Trump has pledged to raise tariffs on Chinese goods and close some loopholes exporters now use to sell their products more cheaply inside the United States. If enacted, those plans are expected to raise prices in America and squeeze sales and profit margins for some Chinese exporters. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, broadcasting live from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, located right here at 1326 Market Street, downtown Reading. Good morning. Today is the 13th of January, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Ben's at the helm and got everything going perfect. Perfect, Ben. He's trying to keep track of people calling in on the love songs. And everybody that called in, we had a bunch of them this time, called in. You are entered to get that great prize. And we're going to do it again at the 8:30 hour. So, Night of Trocos, Chocolate After Dark, 2 dozen long-stemmed roses, and 2 dozen chocolate truffle desserts. Or whatever they are. You get all of those. And we're going to draw this on February 3rd at about, 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:15, something like that. And we'll pull that winner out and give you a call, and you can plan on having a wonderful, wonderful Valentine's Day. Okay. The weather is going to be beautiful today. High near 61, and you say, well, that's a little bit, it's not like 75, but it's going to be sunny. Now, we are going to have wind gusts as high as 26 miles per hour, so be aware of that. Sustained winds from 10 to 13 miles per hour. And then tomorrow through Sunday, sunny, with highs in the mid-60s and lows as low as 42, but also in the mid-50s. Also, so it's going to be a cooler week, but it's going to be beautiful outside, sunny, dry some things up here that after all this rain. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business, family-owned business out of Anderson. They've been in the business right at 30 years and then to their third generation of the Kinney family. Running this business. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have so many other payment plans, and they truly treat their customers as friends. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Peter Griggs and Shasta College. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to be here again. We're excited to have with us one of our new programs. It's our alcohol and drug studies program.
Uh-huh.
And so we're excited to be able to share that this morning.
Great. Hey, Ben, I'm switching people around here.
You know what? Well, we have a couple of seconds, so I'll take just a minute.
Sure.
Today's also the start of our semester, and so we want to give a big shout-out to all of our students who are out there starting classes this morning.
I missed another semester.
Don't
worry.
I know. We got to out there.
Well, I told you, this year is going to be different. This is the year of the horse, but it could also be the year of the welding.
There you go. Well, welding or heavy equipment.
It's the heavy
there's
equipment.
There's ag and, How many programs have we had out that you're like,
horticulture.
Horticulture,
Learn how to plant a garden that doesn't die in the first 2 weeks. You know, I'm out there, grow.
Well,
you look at my backyard, there's a spot like 20 by, not that much, probably 10 by 12. It's just, dead. In my backyard. Just dead.
It probably resembles my backyard right now.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, and it's like, now there's green stuff on both sides, but why isn't there green stuff in the middle?
Because that's where you want it to grow.
Well, probably. I'm thinking one of two things on how to, nurturing the soil and doing all that. Or taking a can of green spray paint and just going out there and spraying it, or buying one of those little fakey things. You know, it'll look like a bad toupee in my backyard. Let me put it that way.
Well, Carl, that's where you have to go and take a horticulture class from Lamone.
I know. You know, I'm reading about all these things. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and if a semester-long program is a little too much, or it's too much for some of your audience, remember we have our ComEd, because we've had them out here before.
And oh, yeah.
That catalog is also out. You can find that on our website. So if you're looking for just a simple, you know, a more short-term, I should say short-term.
That's probably a bit work better for me, because my attention span is all of 10 seconds. So, yeah, you know, shorter classes that kind of like focus on things that you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to really, when I, you know, out there at Shasta College, is look into the electrical systems of motor vehicles.
Ooh. Yeah. That'd be a good one. Yeah. We've had Dan Bryant out and Ishmael Ravis with diesel. We need to get him back out here.
Yeah. You know, either that or drive my truck down there and just loan it to the students for a week. And then, you know.
There you go.
Then the light will probably go off that's been in my car, been on my car for like 6 months. Okay. Anyway. All right. Well, I'm here with Laura Toledo, just like the city.
Yep.
Toledo Johnson, and you are the professor in charge of the alcohol and drug studies.
I am.
Correct. Yes. Okay. You might have to turn her up just a little bit, and you get in there a little bit closer.
Okay. Is that better?
Yeah, and talk to Tony, because when you talk to me, your voice comes over
okay.
here.
Okay.
So talk to Tony.
Hello.
There you go. Okay. So who is Laura Toledo Johnson? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, boy. Well, I was born and raised in Siskiyou County, way up north in the woods, and I have a large family. Addiction and mental health was very much a part of my younger years, and I was able to get a job at 14 and graduate high school early at 17. And from there, I started my very long academic career, which I can now highlight, you know, because I didn't have a lot of direction, and so I did many different things. For example, I started out going to massage school here in Reading, Reading School of Massage Therapy way back when, like 2004. And then I went to beauty college at Butte College. I did 2 semesters there. I also did 3 terms at College of the Siskiyous. I started out with nursing, psychology. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Yeah, you were just kind of drifting around.
I was.
But you knew you wanted to do something.
Yeah. And so I kept going to school, and I eventually had to do some prerequisites at Lassen and then Mendocino. And so over the span of, you know, 10 to 12 years, and from there, right somewhere in the middle, I got married, had 2 kids, and was divorced by 25. And I was like, well, what am I going to do now? So back to school. And I decided I was going to finally finish
it. Was that kind of like your safe spot?
Yeah, school. It was. It provided me so much purpose and meaning and stability, and it was always there for me with the resources and support. Mm. I don't know what I would have done without going to school, honestly.
Okay.
It helped take care of me. I was able to work part-time and go to school part-time and be a mom part-time, you know, and do the things that I needed to do. And so I've always been a big advocate for junior college because of the resources.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally graduated with my AA degree with 86 units and no idea what I was going to do because
how many units do you usually have?
60.
60.
So I had more
you
than enough.
Overachiever. Somebody's drifting around trying to figure it out.
Yeah, because I couldn't actually do anything.
Oh, I have lots of credits from different colleges, including community colleges, you know, before I finally got my life, you know, on a track. Yeah.
Well, I found out I had to do another year of prerequisites after that to get into any sort of university. So I did. I applied to Chico State, and I did a full year of internship and all the prerequisites I needed. And unfortunately, there was an error in my application, and they said, I'm sorry, try again next year. And I was crushed. And I just was like, okay. They dumped me, and I had all these units, and I didn't know what to do. So I just got online, and I started finding universities and sending my applications out there. And I found one in Irvine. I went to Brandman University, and I got my Bachelor's of Social Work there in 2020.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And now that was 25 years. No, that was 5 years ago. Sorry. You'll have to excuse me. Okay. So then from that, what'd you do then?
Well, I climbed up pretty good from there. I did some internships and practicum, and I started working at a small company. Wes is Wright Education Services, and I was teaching first offender DUI school, along with domestic violence, anger management, child endangerment, triple P parenting, and then individual counseling. And that gave me a ton of experience, and I got a lot of opportunities. I want to give a little shout-out to my supervisor, Christy. She taught me so much and gave me the opportunity, and honestly, my success has a lot to do with what she was able to provide me there. And I was loving it. I had a great job, corner office, good pay. Everything was fine. But in this position, we like to look what's out there. You look at the job boards, see what's going on down south, all the opportunities, who's doing what. And I was just kind of online one day, and I saw, you know, I had heard that the addiction studies was going to now be implemented in junior colleges. I was like, wow, that's incredible, because I had to pay for mine privately. And so it was, you know, some talk around the community about it, and then it finally posted. And it was one of those dream jobs that you're like, oh, man, what a lucky person that would be. And it just, you know, I was looking at the requirements, and, you know, it said.
And this is at Shasta, or at Shasta College.
Yeah, Shasta College.
Okay.
And it wanted a bachelor's and a master's preferred and all these certificates and all that stuff. And I was like, well, I kind of qualify. I mean, I don't have a master's, but I have everything else. And I had everything on my computer. And it was, you know, I just decided, I was like, you know, I just want to see what would this be like. It was such an amazing opportunity just to even, you know, apply for it. And so I did. I just filled out the application and was like, well, let's see. Maybe I'll get an interview. I felt like a strong candidate because of my experience, my teaching, and all my credentials, because I'm duly credentialed with drug and alcohol counseling with CADAP and CCAP. So I had a good chance, and turns out I had a great chance because I got the interview, and then from there I got another interview, and then I did get the job offer. And so I am still a little in disbelief, and this is my second semester. I was like, did they interview me right? I was like, oh, my goodness. You just never know. And I told a lot of my students at the time, take the risk. Just try it. You know,
yeah.
Just fill out the application, do it, show up. Who knows what could happen? I mean,
Well, there you go. We're here with Laura Toledo Johnson and Tony Hunter. We'll get to Tony eventually here. And we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about this program. She's the professor in charge of the alcohol and drug studies at Shasta College, which is across, I guess, all community colleges now. When did this open up? When did this start?
First semester was fall of 24.
Okay. All right. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. It's the only hospital in the North State providing the Watchman, a one-time minimally invasive heart procedure for people with arterial fibrillation who are on blood thinners. This is an alternative for blood thinners. They put it in through an artery, and it goes up there into your heart. It's placed, and it has allowed, gosh, over 150,000 people have left blood thinners because of this minimally invasive procedure that they only do at Shasta Regional Medical Center. For more information, visit their website, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and look at Watchman. And I told my friend about this, who's on blood thinners, who has that problem. And he was getting on the computer when I left. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
J. Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year and we're very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering the brand new Ruger LCP Max 380 at only $349 and the new Ruger Max 9 at just $395. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. You can find us at 1600 East Cypress Avenue or just give us a call, 530-222-3223.
Happy New Year, Redding, from your friends at Black Bear Diner, reminding you that if you're looking for more food, more fun, and more family, this is the place to be. You can count on a warm atmosphere and deliciously fresh home-style food. It's the perfect spot for every generation, with something for everyone. Come for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program is excited to announce a special application filing period for the fall 2025 cohort. This application period will be from 8 a.m. on Monday, January 6, 2025, through 4 p.m. on Friday, January 24, 2025. If you apply in January during the special open application period and are not selected for the fall 2025, you will need to reapply in June 2025 during the annual open application period for a chance to be invited into the spring or fall 2026 cohort. Visit ShastaCollege.edu for more information.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved three offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Redding's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
American history. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You know, you're picking great music here. We were talking about somebody getting their vehicle stolen, and it was Willie Nelson and Take the Bad Guys and Hang Them in the Streets and things like that. And then it's veteran stuff, and now we're at school. We're
talking I'm getting lucky today.
No, you're hitting it good, man. You're hitting it good.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Today, the 13th of January, 23 in the morning, it's going to be a beautiful day, and this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff's been doing this for over 30 years. Jeff Wurst, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And he does great work. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Yeah, that's right. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up that
2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it. And like I said, he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances on your family's safety or your safety. Come on down to 3208 South Market Street for a free inspection and analysis. And if you need some work done, he takes it into a climate-controlled garage and he fixes it. You're not going to be disappointed. Give him a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Shasta College and Laura Toledo Johnson, who is a professor in charge of the alcohol and drug studies. What are the most common misconceptions, Laura, about drug and alcohol addiction that you encounter?
Well, there are many, but the three that come to mind the most in today's society and our community is that marijuana is not a real drug.
No, marijuana is a real drug.
Yes, but there's a misconception in the world. A lot of people don't consider it to be a real enough drug, comparing it to
It's still on the level one up there with heroin and all those others, which is when you are, say you're buying a firearm and you say you use marijuana, that automatically disqualifies you for it. And you can ask, Hunter Biden about that, but automatically, because that's at the level it is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, marijuana is a drug.
It is. And the DEA, they're trying to change that schedule and drop it down because they have it legalized.
Yeah, it's legalized in I don't know how many states, California for sure, which makes employers' lives a little bit more difficult because, you show up and if you have alcohol in your breath, that's pretty clear. Or you show up and you smell like a joint. That's easy, too. But same thing for the police when they pull somebody over. They're driving impaired on marijuana.
Yeah.
But they're not going to have anything in their blood levels like they do with alcohol. Yeah. Okay. So is that marijuana dangerous, insidious? Does it get people started? They call it the gateway drug.
Yeah, they do for many reasons, and there's a lot of truth in that.
Okay. What is, we see so many people out here on the streets obviously having drug problems. I saw somebody one time, of course we've been here 15 years, but I've seen it one time out in our alley back there, or our driveway back there, shooting up on the side of the, where people are making the turn to come, to leave. Just shooting up right there. What is major factors that you
major
would say?
Major factors?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That contribute to developing use problems.
Right. There are many, but data reports will show that addiction starts in childhood, and some would even call it a pediatric disease. And from there, the ACEs, which is the adverse childhood experiences, there are the 10 specific types of trauma that will happen before a person is 18 that have been known to lead to health problems and substance use.
That's the ACEs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a high ACE score here in Shasta
County.
Oh, we
do. We're a red zone.
Yeah. Well, okay. We take this pretty seriously in Shasta County. And it's kind of like our domestic violence. We have police. We have banks. We have so many people trained in domestic violence, seeing it, observing it, or not observing it, but reporting it. I think anytime you have a very successful program, your numbers are going to be a lot higher, as opposed to, say, some counties that just, don't really pay that close attention to it. So, I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying is that because we have a very robust program, that may be one of the reasons that we have a higher ACEs score and domestic violence incidents. I could be, but there's other things, too, that we all know for the ACEs. Addiction, lack of housing, food insecurity, parents arguing all the time, all of that.
Yeah.
So, but those then will kind of give you an indication that somebody's going to go down that path.
Right. Different types of trauma. There's big T trauma and little T trauma. And trauma kind of makes us think something horrible and terrible. But there's the smaller traumas that have a really big impact as well. And it can be things like neglect or not having a connection with your parents over time that builds in a person. And they seek comfort and self-soothing. And a lot of times substances will do that for them because substance use is essentially self-medicating.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We're going to get back on schedule here. I'm here with Laura Toledo Johnson, professor at Shasta College, on their alcohol and drug studies. And she is, I mean, she's got a really interesting background in the sense that she was wandering like a lot of people for many, not many years, but, you know, you were 22 and then got back into it. And but finally found that area that you could really get something out of and think you could help people with.
I did.
And so she's up here with this program that just opened up last year, in fact, the alcohol and drug studies. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in the same spot since 67. Great guys down there, Tim and Logan. It's a barbershop. It's not a hair salon, okay? Let's just make that clear. It's a barbershop, and it's a great barbershop. Never had a bad haircut there. If I work on an appointment where I just give them a call at 530-244-9478 and make an appointment for my haircut, or you can just stop by if they've got an opening there to get a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold. Women, you know, women can go in there, take your kids. I mean, you know, they're very friendly and all that, but it's man's last stronghold, Laura. We'll be right back.
Indulge in an unforgettable evening at Turtle Bay's Chocolate After Dark. Join us on Friday, February 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. and enjoy delicious chocolate treats, fine local wines, and a fun night out at Turtle Bay Museum. Perfect for date night or a special treat for you and your friends. This 21 and older event is too sweet to miss and sure to sell out. Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay Museum, Friday, February 7th. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment, plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios, right here located at 1326 Market Street, downtown Reading. Welcome back to the show. And today we have Shasta College with us and Laura Toledo Johnson, who is the instructor of the professor of the alcohol and drug program out there. And just started last year, and it's a full-time program. And and Tony Horde, one of her students.
Hunter,
did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. Tony Horde is a realtor that comes in here now and then. Tony Hunter. I'm sorry, Tony. My notes fell on the floor, and I'll reach down and get them
in a minute.
Okay,
Bob.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was actually one of those people out in the streets doing personal research at one time, you know?
Yes. In the drug and alcohol world.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I've got some years clean now, but I'm originally from Florida. Moved up here. Started college down south in Saragossa.
You came up here because your grandkid.
Because of my first grandchild.
Your grandchild was up here, so you came back. Okay.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, and it was great. I've been in her life for a while now.
That's great. And you started school down south?
At Saragossa, correct. Started to get a degree in human behavior because I knew I wanted to do something. I just didn't know what. I wanted to help people. And then came up to Reading, went to Shasta College, was going to continue my education because I'd always been one of those people to start something and never finish, you know?
Yeah.
So... And that's where I found they didn't offer the human behavior degree. They offered a human services degree, and I didn't want to go into human services. And then the counselor told me about the addiction studies program, and that's, you know, exactly what I wanted to do. So I switched majors. Looks like I'll beat Professor TJ with 90 units before I get my degree.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
because you're going to complete it and then go on.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So what do you think about this course, these studies?
I think it's excellent. I think it's, I think it's needed in the community for anybody who wants to go into this field. Professor TJ is a rock star. I recommend anybody who is interested in going into a drug and alcohol field to come to Shasta Community College and check out the courses.
Now, Professor TJ, I look at, it says Shasta County needs, employees and it's health and human services. There's always something there for an alcohol and addiction.
Yes.
Counselor. And you can probably multiply this by hundreds of thousands of jobs now, mm-hmm. especially since COVID, where it seems like we're starting to, we just really, really got a lot of people in trouble.
Right. The job boards are full.
Yeah.
Local, county, and statewide.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you teach during this to your course?
We have state-required classes. Uh-huh. And it starts with an intro to alcohol and drug studies. We have a culture and diverse population, basic counseling and theory, group counseling, pharmacology, prevention and relapse, ethics and legal issues, case management, and family systems, co-occurring disorders, professional burnout, TAP 21, and finally down to the internship. So it's the 315 hours that is the education piece to becoming a drug and alcohol counselor.
Okay, now the internship.
That's obviously very important.
It is. Yeah, there's a lot of talk about that because it's where they're going to go out in the community and they're going to learn on site.
Okay, so they will go to a, let's just say Empire because I'm familiar with Empire there and we support them, Empire Recovery Center. So you would have some of your students down there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Potentially, absolutely.
Have you been out yet on the counseling end of it yet, or you're still into the school?
Yeah, I'm still early in. Okay. I haven't started to practicum yet.
Okay. So after they've done their books, then they start going out in the community.
Right.
And these are partnerships that you all have built with the different areas.
Yes, yeah. I have reached out to many different agencies and organizations, and I have meetings with them and asking them to, you know, take on some of our students.
And are they pretty happy to do that?
Yeah, they are. We do have some students who are on active probation or parole, and those are a little more challenging to place. And so if anyone is listening and has a solution to that, let me know.
But so you have some people that have been in trouble in the past. They're out on probation or parole. They're taking these courses.
Right.
What are they like? What are the, do you see any difference between them and Joe corn-fed?
Well, sure.
From
yeah,
the farms?
We have people straight out of high school who will come in, and so there's a big difference. And a lot of times it's just being familiar with navigating a computer, and then the academic piece of taking what you know and have lived and researched and putting that down on paper to make it a college level. Assignment. And that's challenging for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. But, yeah, just navigating the ins and outs of a college and the computer. The computer was a big one.
How many hours do they do on this?
255 for practicum. And then your supervised clinical hours would be 2,080, which will make you eligible for that state license test.
2,080?
Mm-hmm.
That's after they've graduated then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what they hook up with a, let's just say Health and Human Services. And are they, is this a, so they go there to get that 2,000 hours, which is equivalent of what, a year? 2 years?
About 2 years, yeah.
About 2 years. They're under the supervision of somebody, but they are still handling a caseload?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like student teaching.
Right.
They're teaching the classes, but under the supervision of a
because they get registered as a drug and alcohol technician, which gives them a scope of practice to practice under, and that will give them 5 years to complete all their tasks. So the education, the practicum, and those practicum hours come off the 2,080.
Now, the these are paid positions too.
They can be depending on the agency, and most of them, in my experience, they have paid.
Okay, so how many drug and alcohol organizations, you know, counseling organizations, would you? Just give me a ballpark here. And you probably know, but Shasta County has.
Oh, maybe 50. There's a lot of places and a lot of resources in our community.
Dozens?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the help is out there. People want to go there. And Tony,
and
you're familiar with this.
Yeah, and that's the key. You really have to want to help, you know. And it doesn't work. You heard the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't force it to drink. You
right.
know? And that's the same way with someone who's addicted. They really want to get the help. They have to want it themselves.
That's right. And sometimes it's in a jail type,
sure.
Not you, of course, but a jail type atmosphere where they've been busted. Look, you start going through these programs, we're just going to, you know, write this one off if you can get through these programs. Have you heard of that? You know,
yeah, it's not the most effective way to manage someone with addiction problems.
Okay, how do you solve this problem? Can you solve this problem?
Well, that would be one of those misconceptions about addiction.
Mm-hmm.
You can't win addiction. It's once you have it, it stays with you forever. It doesn't leave the brain. It can be monitored, managed, and remain dormant for some years. But the truth is addiction stays with that person. And there is no win to that.
And it can be triggered.
Mm-hmm. That's why you'll hear stories of people who, oh, they relapsed after 25 years. Or this, and it's because it doesn't go away. And and people will think, oh, I've been clean for so long. But the truth is, it's a chronic relapsing brain disease, just like diabetes. They're very similar as far as treatment, lifestyle changes and things and how they need to be managed.
Okay. Hey, I'm here with the professor of the alcohol and drug studies at Shasta College, Laura Toledo Johnson, or as they call her,
okay. Professor TJ.
TJ. Okay, got it. Professor TJ. And Tony Hunter, who is, has, as he's told us, he tasted that type of life.
I did cleaned, a lot of personal research.
Personal research, clean, and has been without doing any research for 6 years, and he's in this class, and he's looking at being able to help other people. And we'll be right back.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller, using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has distinct treasures to choose from, including vinyl records, DVDs, antique jewelry such as brooches and rings, necklaces and bracelets. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles also offers vintage clothing and accessories such as retro dresses and scarves, jackets and hats, along with vintage furniture, tablecloths and silverware, cookware and glassware. And don't forget Mantiques, including military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry such as crosses and rings, sports memorabilia, and collectibles. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Welcome back. Beefy Radio here, our last segment for Monday, the 13th of January. Today, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful week, all sunny, all week long, my friends. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Shasta College today and the Alcohol and Drug Studies with the Professor Laura Toledo Johnson, or as they call her, Professor or Professor TJ. Okay, what career opportunities do we see when people graduate from your course? And you've got 115 people.
I do, yeah.
It's you and two other instructors, mm-hmm. 115 people in the course. So this
just
is
for my courses.
Just for your courses. Yeah. So this is a pretty popular course.
Well, the community is very excited about it, that it's finally in a junior college.
Well, it should be, and because it gives us more people out there to help people. You of course, met community college.
Yes.
It's all good.
It's a little joke here going around. Okay, so what kind of career opportunities are there out there?
Well, we have an AA degree that is going to have a certificate, and that will take you quite a bit further, you know, as far as getting hired to have that education piece in addition to a certificate. And then we also have just the certificate, so it could be an add-on. And that was kind of in my experience. I added it onto my bachelor's degree, and that was very successful. We have levels with drug and alcohol counseling, and there's like a just a basic entry level, and then it'll climb up the ladder as like a 1, 2, and a 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is going to be that career opportunity where they can grow inside of agencies. But again, the certificate offers quite a bit for folks.
That can get them into
it. You can run a program.
Okay. Can you go on with this, say, at another university?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our AA degree will transfer right over to UC.
Okay, great. Tony, what do you want to do with this?
Well, I plan on getting the degree for sure. And you know, listen to Professor TJ speak not only here today but in class as well. Transferring to a university sounds pretty appealing, you know? I mean, I could be retiring anytime soon, you know, and it'd be nice to travel and help people. I'd really like to go to institutions and help the guys coming out of institutions.
Mm-hmm.
Show them, you know, they don't have to go down the same path that I went down, you know, that recovery is possible.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You see a lot of people that do it. Okay. Do y'all offer job placement help there?
Well, with the internships, they get placed in the community in different agencies, and a lot of times they get hired.
That's
right
what
there.
I figured.
Yeah.
Right there. They see,
absolutely.
They see them work.
They do.
So you have 115 just in your class.
Yep.
Well, how about for the whole program then?
I would add another 80 to that.
So you've got 200 people in
mm-hmm.
this going to school for this program.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be one of your more successful, or I don't know, successful programs or one of your larger programs, or
I know
you've got so many thousands of people going to Shasta College.
We do. But to Laura's point, I think the community really has embraced this program. They recognize the need, and that's, as we've talked about so often, with when the president comes in, that's one of the benefits of the community college is that we listen to our community. We have community members out there who form advisory groups. And so we're able to come alongside businesses, service agencies, and institute programs such as our Alcohol and Drug Studies program to address needs within our own community. And I think that you're seeing that reflected by this large number
of
people.
And you all, at the community college level, you all can, like, jump on it. It's like, you know, you don't have to go to corporate America. You know, you control it all right there. So you can jump on this and start a program.
Correct.
I mean, not willy-nilly, but
do it
easier and quicker than, say, a four-year university.
There are definitely processes that we do go through, especially for academics, right, to make sure that it, to Laura's point, it meets all the criteria so that when our students do go out into the workforce, the employers know that they are correctly trained. But to your point, yes, we look out at the community. We work with community members to address the needs that our community has so that we can institute programs like our alcohol and drug studies. And I think, again, that's why you're seeing it embraced so strongly.
Okay. All right. What do you want people to know, Laura?
Oh, boy. What do I want people to know?
Well, besides how to get a hold of you, but, you know, I mean, this program, it's a year old. It's obviously you got 200 students going through it. People are working out in the community from your program.
Are there any specializations or specific careers? I know Tony's talked a little bit about traveling and helping people as they come out of institutions. But are there any particular specializations that you could, you know, highlight?
And, yeah.
And then how to get in touch with you?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Peter.
Once you get certified, you can specialize in people with disabilities, youth offenders, different things like that. There's a lot of different specialties like motivational interviewing. You can be an interventionist. You can travel and talk to people in communities and schools. You can work in a hospital or a clinic doing very specific things. There is medication management counseling where they just focus on that piece. And there's you can domestic violence training. I specialized in parenting, so I could do parenting and substance abuse with community members, and that was very good. And so,
parenting and substance abuse.
Right.
Are there classes that are being given at our high schools by somebody like you to parents? Not necessarily the students, but inviting the parents in to give them a 2-hour.
Yeah. You know. Triple P is very big in our community and at the
SCOE. And what is that?
It is Positive Parenting Program.
Okay.
And a lot of parents take those courses.
Okay,
and
great.
So that's very helpful.
Super. Now, how do people get a hold of, if people are hearing this and they said, you know what, this is something I'd like to get into, how do they do that?
Right. Well, you can go to our website at Shasta College or you can contact me directly. My number is 530-242-2224.
Okay. And then but going through the your catalog, I'm sure, would lay out all of these things.
Oh, absolutely.
And can people come back for continuing education?
So they have to have continuing education once you're certified. You have to have 50 units every 2 years.
Okay.
And you can do that at many different locations.
Okay. All right. Well, this is really interesting, and it's something we obviously need in our society right now. When you have over 100,000 deaths due to drugs for the last 2 or 3 years, I mean, there's obviously some things out there that people need to do, and especially with fentanyl, what an insidious drug that has become.
Yeah.
Okay, changing tracks here, and for something maybe a little more not positive, but you know, happier. You are getting ready to have Shasta College getting ready to have another
summer
big theater extravaganza.
We are indeed, and again, I want to thank Laura Toledo Johnson and Tony Hunter for coming in this morning and sharing about the program. That's very exciting. But we have our summer musical coming up, and we've opened up auditions again. We need some ensemble casts, and so we're still looking for some people. So on March 10th at 6 o'clock, and again, this is on our website, and you can find that information there. We will have auditions again for Guys and Dolls for our summer musical, and so we're looking forward to that. So anybody out there who would like to, you know, participate in the summer musical of Guys and Dolls, take a look at the website and reach out to Greg Thorson. And take a look at coming out for auditions. We would love to have you.
And they put on some wonderful, wonderful theater out there.
Oh, just
at
amazing.
Shasta College.
Just
we've amazing. Loved it every time we've gone there. You know, everything from Chicago to A Few Good Men.
Mm-hmm. And, we've had a variety of plays.
A variety of things going on out
offer
there.
Offer something
it's
each
always
semester.
Great.
So. Okay. We are starting the semester. I mentioned today's the first day, but for anybody who's listening, it's never too late. We always have late start classes. So if something about the alcohol and drug studies program has piqued your interest, go out to Shasta College, talk to a counselor. There's always the best time to start is now. And so get
there.
Out
you go. There. Don't put it off. And if this is something you want to do, you know, this semester's already started, but you could kick in on the next semester.
Well, there are late start classes as well.
Oh, are there?
Yeah. There are.
Okay.
There
so
are.
Professor TJ will be ready, or Professor TJ. Is that what they call you?
Yeah.
Does that make you feel old?
It's a new title. I'd take some getting used to.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, we've got the sheriff's office. I'm sorry. Tomorrow's Tuesday. So we have Turtle Bay is going to join us, and they're going to give us a recap of everything from the Garden of Lights. And then Shasta Regional Medical Center joins us, and we're going to hear the latest and greatest about the new procedures and what's going on with the health in the North State. So it's going to be a beautiful day, my friends. Have a great day, and God bless America.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.